Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're here. Tonight should be a good one. Going to be out at Joe Mama's this evening out there in Colgate. Looking forward to it. All brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. The Huddle, 6 to 8 tonight on many of these same stations, but we hope to see you out there as a face in the crowd. He is going to be here tomorrow. Kevin Holden from CBS 58. I'm going to have a day off tomorrow, although I will be at the Lodge Kohler kickoff tomorrow night. But tomorrow during the day, I got a few things going on, so Kevin Holden's going to be stopping by and hanging out with us. Sports director for CBS 58 here in Milwaukee. Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
It's all good. What'd you say about my mama?
Joe Mama tomorrow night. I wasn't bad-mouthing your mama. I'm just saying we're going to Joe Mama's. There you go.
Oh, well, in that case, I have to check that out. I'll definitely be listening for sure.
That is a that's a good place. That guy out there is a really knows how to run a bar because he's a guy that walks table to table and shakes hands. So it's always always a great place. Hey, I wanted to ask you. Give me your thoughts when you heard that the Packers signed a wide receiver. I know everybody starts perusing the internet, going, "Oh my God, who'd they get?" And you go, "Ryan Grant? Is that a misprint?" No, there is a Ryan Grant out there, and then. I don't want to say disappointment set in, but there were a lot of people that wanted A.J. Green, they wanted Emmanuel Sanders, they wanted Antonio Brown, they wanted all these names, and you got a guy that is kind of a journeyman and didn't have a job.
Yeah, it's a decent pickup, but it's definitely not a game-changing pickup. But I think there are two reasons why this sort of thing happens, and it's one of those deals where Aaron Rodgers' talent, his ability, actually, I think, may have worked against him a little bit here, which is to say, what they did Monday night, what Rodgers did Monday night, when he went to Alan Lazard late in the game, when he lobbied for Alan Lazard to play late in the game, tells you that he was looking for his own solution from within. And the fact that he had success with Lazard, I think, may have played a role, right? Because rather than do something crazy to try to go get an A.J. Green, rather than try to offer a lot of your future for an A.J. Green, if you know that Aaron Rodgers can make Ryan Grant work, if he can make Alan Lazard work, and that's probably the way you go with it. And it's a blessing and a curse. I mean, Rodgers has been doing this his whole career. He made Greg Jennings and James Jones different people because of what he was. So it's nice, but I think I still think they added a decent piece in Grant. I think he'll help.
So is there any other weakness on this team that you see that, maybe if we start to look over the fence at the trade deadline, this team may need to fill?
I would not mind seeing a little bit more help along the offensive line, and it's not that we've had a case of like major holes or major issues with sacks, but as you know, that's the one position that's one injury away from having to shuffle that deck up front, and the fact that you have little dings with Bulaga and little dings with Bakhtiari, as you do with veteran offensive linemen, always makes me a little nervous about that position. That's more of a future than a present thing. But I think that's probably the first thing I'd address. I like seeing what I saw from Jamal Williams has kind of changed how I feel about going and getting a complimentary running back to Aaron Jones. I feel like Jamal Williams, if he's healthy, is going to be that guy, and he's going to be fine. And even at receiver, if you get Devontae back, you get Geronimo Allison back, these guys are going to be all right. And for once, we're not talking about some glaring need on the defensive side of the ball. That's the biggest win. That's a huge win that, you don't have those issues in the secondary, linebackers. That's a great thing.
With the 5-1 start, we were talking about this yesterday, and I kind of broke it down. I said, look, San Francisco, before they beat L.A., the teams that they had beaten were a collective 5-15. New Orleans, while they're 5-1 and look very good with Teddy Bridgewater, they have beaten some less than lackluster teams. They, even Seattle, when you go through their list of Arizona's and Cincinnati's, They haven't beaten, you know, a really bang-up team. The only team that had a sub-500 record on the Packers, you know, lineup so far has been Denver. Everybody else is a very solid 500 or better team. So I said, look, the Packers at 5-1, who haven't even hit their stride offensively, that's the best team in the NFC. Do you think so, or do you think that there's other teams out there that may be better than the Packers right now?
You raise a really good point about opponent space, because even though I feel a little worse about the Bears than I did in week one and a little worse about the Vikings than I did in week two, that's not like a huge difference. You know, I think those two are still pretty talented. And what the Packers have done to give themselves the momentum is to beat everybody in the division. So you are 5-1 with a current tiebreak edge on everybody in your division. And that's, there's a confidence that comes with that, and that can help them in these games down the stretch. So if you're talking about, you know, the last 10 games, who can be the best team in the NFC over the last 10 games? Green Bay has a chance to be that team with the Smiths on defense, with an improved secondary, and with a team that's got this kind of confidence and having beaten everybody in the division once. And I think there are teams on the level with Green Bay. I don't think anyone is particularly better in the NFC at this point. That could change in a month. But at this point, fans got to be pretty happy. This thing flipped around fast.
Talking with Kevin Holden, the CBS 58, the sports director over there. When the Raiders come calling, look, the Raiders are not a staunch team, but they're better than what I thought. And the fact that they just knocked off the Bears, they come back from London, they've got extra time to prepare for the Packers. Let's just say the Packers get a win in this contest. What else does that? Because this will be another win against a team with a better than 500 record, a team also coming on a 2-game win streak. How big of a matchup is this for the Packers coming up on Sunday?
Well, I think it's really big, and I think for those that look past the whole John Gruden / Hard Knocks / Raiders recent history Khalil Mack stuff, I mean, you can build a case where you start to laugh at him, and you shouldn't, because they're a pretty decent football team, and one of the biggest reasons why is their running back, Jacobs. They can run the ball pretty well. That's going to pose a threat and a challenge for this Packers team, because if there has been an issue, it's been getting gassed a little bit by the run. So Jacobs can help them establish on that end of the ball. The Raiders are going to be okay. I mean, this is, I'll tell you this, that's going to be a good game. I don't think this is one of those 3 or 4 touchdown Packers wins. They'll keep it close. I do think the Packers win. And then again, you go 6-1 there. And that takes you into Kansas City on Sunday Night Football. To me, right in the middle of the year, a perfectly placed test for the team, the litmus test for me, because Kansas City is the first time on this schedule that I see a true elite team. They face good teams. The KC is an elite team, prime time, on the road. You want to be 6-1 going there, and I think they will be.
Hey, I gotta ask you real quick. I'm going to flip it over to baseball here for just a minute. Cibero, the only coach that is not retained, obviously the infield coach, and you had problems with Keston Hira. You had a regression out of Orlando Arcia. I understand that. But give me your – because there's a lot of questions coming into next season, a lot of questions coming into this offseason. We know that Moustakas wants to go to free agency, according to Scott Boras, that whether or not they bring Yasmani Grandal back, I would assume they're going to do everything they can to. But we may see these deals drag almost into spring training, right?
Yeah, and you know what? When that's happened, it's favored David Stearns, because part of the reason why the Brewers got to where they got the last couple of years, and Stearns is a terrific general manager when it comes to finding talent that hasn't been utilized elsewhere, Thames in Korea, Travis Shaw in Boston, Jesus Aguilar in Cleveland, these guys came over and were significant contributors. Stearns will always do that. But what got them to a different level was this glacial free agent market that allowed them to bring Moustakas back, that allowed them to sign Grandal on a 1-year deal. So there's a win-win here. If it isn't glacial and Stearns is able to spend the money and retain Moustakas and retain Grandal and those guys, that's good, obviously. You've got the core of a terrific offense there. If it is glacial, there may be another Moustakas out there, you know, that he can sign for a 1-year deal. And what I mean by that isn't a guy that plays Moustakas' position. He might be a pitcher. He might be a relief pitcher. And the Brewers have been able to get guys on short-term bargain deals because of this slow-moving free agency. So there's almost a little part of me covering this Brewers team that wants to see a repeat in free agency, because I think the Brewers have benefited in a major way from that 2 straight off seasons, and it's put them among the NL's best teams.
Always good, Kevin. Enjoy tomorrow, and I will talk to you soon, okay?
Can't wait. Tomorrow's going to be fun. Tell Joe I'm bringing a special jersey for him tomorrow.
Oh, you always got a good jersey on. Kevin, you the man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate
See you, buddy. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus, they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Head coach of the UW-Whitewater Warhawks, Kevin Bullis, next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.